Hello, welcome to Bored Wrestling Fan Podcast number 2, which I'm actually able to do at home. I didn't oversleep tonight, believe it or not, even though I didn't go to sleep until 3 p.m. Actually, it was about 4 p.m. by the time I was done with everything that I was working on. WWE Supplemental Draft was today. We had live coverage right here on the site. So obviously today what we're going to talk about is the WWE Draft. We might not even have time to get to last week's Impact, last week's SmackDown. We'll definitely talk about ECW because it's got a little something to do with the draft. Well, we're definitely going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about Monday Night Raw, what happened at the end of Monday Night Raw. And the reason we're going to talk about what happened at the end of Monday Night Raw, personally, I don't think it deserves mention. I think it was poorly done. I don't think the production values were up to WWE standards. But it did get a lot of attention. It got me a lot of hits here at BoardWrestlingFan.com. It got me a lot of hits. You know what? I'm going to pull it up. Give me one second here. We're going to pull it up. We're going to go and get our site stats. We're going to get our search engine terms for yesterday's show, or yesterday's post, I guess. I don't know what to call it. Maybe not. I think I'm having internet problems. I am. Great. That's just great. Hold on one second, folks. Let's see if we can't fix this. You know it's got something to do with my damn cats. Hopefully we'll be able to get some internet here and look this up. We just lost our connection a few seconds ago, but wow. What bad timing, huh? You know, we're just now getting started with our podcast. Lose internet, so we're going to try and bring that back up. Meanwhile, a lot of the searches yesterday had to do with, was Mr. McMahon really hurt on Monday Night Raw? Was Mr. McMahon, you know, really injured? What happened to Mr. McMahon real? That was a lot of the search terms yesterday. Oddly enough, in the middle of it all, the search term was wrestler Alex Kozlov. So I guess, TNA did good picking up that guy. I think we have internet. Yes, we do. Okay. That's the second time that's happened to me today. And I definitely blame the cats. Damn felines, that's why one of them's in the bathroom right now and not coming out until I'm done with this podcast. Don't worry, folks, he's okay. Don't call the SPCA on me. I take good care of my pets. But we're going to go take a look. Top searches. Even for 624... Did Mr. McMahon get hurt 2008? What happened to Mr. McMahon 6-23-08? What happened to Mr. McMahon on Raw real? What happened to Mr. McMahon last night? Raw 6-23-08, did Vince McMahon really get hurt? Wrestler Alex Kozlov, AJ Styles after Impact, and then the rest all have to do with Mr. McMahon, and one more that has to do with if Batista got injured on Raw, which he had a big collision with Edge, and Batista split his head wide open, and obviously he was on... He was on the press conference yesterday for WrestleMania 24. He's okay. There was no serious injuries coming out of that. Melina actually got hurt, but they're really downplaying that because of the quote-unquote injury to Mr. McMahon. You guys want to know, was it real? Did he really get hurt? The answer, no. And you could just go back and watch it. It's right there on WWE.com. You're already on the internet. You're already, you know, got your browser open. Open a new tab, open a new window, depending on your browser. Go to WWE.com, find the video, and watch the video. By the way, if you're a Linux user, you're not sure how to get the videos working on WWE.com, I found that the Opera browser actually works well with web videos on Linux. Right now I'm running Windows on my computer, but if you go back, you watch it, you got it on DVR, you watch it on the .com, you can actually see how fake it was if you pay enough attention. Like, okay, if the light fixture fell, okay, wow, whoa, what happened? That wasn't supposed to happen. Then the little stupid sparklers start going off under Vince. The stage, quote, breaks. Vince falls through. Vince stands up. Vince looks up at the Million Dollar Mania sign like, what the hell? Then he ducks out of the way and the thing lands on the stage. Vince did not get hurt at all unless he tore a quad, which wouldn't be unprecedented for Vince McMahon. What I want to talk about is the draft, and I did a little research here, I did a little counting, and we're going to give you some numbers here. Raw has a total of zero. They lost 11 people in the draft, they gained 11 people in the draft, their total is zero. SmackDown has a positive 2 total, which means they gained 12 people in the draft, they lost 10. ECW, on the other hand, has a negative 2. They gained 5, they lost 7. Taz, on Monday night, was complaining that the only draft pick that they got was Matt Hardy. And who can blame him, because SmackDown got Triple H, SmackDown got Ken Kennedy, and you know, Raw got Rey Mysterio. And, you know, not a lot of SmackDown guy, or ECW guys, rather, went on Monday night either. So ECW, for the most part on Monday, was relatively unaffected by the draft, other than Kane and CM Punk going to Raw. Now, here's my problem right now is Kane and CM Punk were both drafted to Raw on Monday night. CM Punk was the second superstar out of the locker room Friday night on SmackDown, the other night, last night on ECW. He teamed with Matt Hardy. Now, I said this in my review of ECW. I was asleep. I woke up. I looked. I said, oh, man, CM Punk and Matt Hardy, that's going to be an awesome team on ECW. I woke up a little more, and I said, you know what? CM Punk isn't even on this show anymore. What's he doing there? And they took on Miz and Morrison. They won thanks to interference from Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle and Finley actually got drafted today in the supplemental draft, which now means that the SmackDown WWE Tag Team titles, which have been held by ECW superstars since November, they've been held by Miz and Morrison. Now, instead of Finley and Hornswoggle going for this, brand. This is what bugs me about it. I think SmackDown's titles, one, should be hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, folks. My phone rang. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't know who could be calling me. Anyways, what was I going to say here? Finley and Hornswoggle, now, they should have, realistically, Vicky Guerrero should sign the match for Night of Champions between Miz and Morrison taking on Finlay and Hornswoggle. The reason being, SmackDown's the WWE Tag Team Championship is the property of SmackDown. Teddy Long, however, signed the match last week. I know I ranted about this last week. I said the same thing. But now, you can't even do the brand loyalty factor because Finlay and Hornswoggle were both drafted to ECW. It's an ECW-only match for a SmackDown brand championship. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. obviously, you know, somebody should be thinking, hey, Vicky should be trying to get the tag team titles off of Miz and Morrison. You saw her on Monday night. She doesn't care about Miz and Morrison. She cares about her brand. She came out, she said, you guys were going to face Hawkins and Ryder, but now, you know, because we got Jeff Hardy, you're going to face the Hardy Boys. And obviously that's the match that sent Matt to ECW, which was the only match that ECW won and the only match ECW got a draft pick out of. Did ECW get screwed in this draft? Pretty much, yeah. ECW only had 14 superstars to begin with, and now they've lost a total, if you combine the number of superstars they gained, the number of superstars they lost, their total is minus 2. They lost 2 people. Now, granted, one of those wasn't a WWE superstar, it was a WWE diva. They lost Layla to Monday Night Raw, but they've also lost a lot of their big up-and-coming stars. They lost Kofi Kingston. They lost CM Punk on Monday night. They lost some good talent. ECW did. They lost, WWE or ECW champion Kane is gone. Shelton Benjamin is now on SmackDown, which doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of difference to me, seeing is that they got the brand extension, the what do they call that, the talent exchange between ECW and SmackDown, unless they're going to stop that. Moves like Big Daddy V and Shelton Benjamin going to SmackDown, or Hornswoggle and Mark Henry and Finlay and Matt Hardy going to ECW, that doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. It's not going to make a whole huge difference. And apparently, you know, Punk and Kane going to Raw isn't going to make much of a difference. Kane is painfully obvious. Kane is going to lose the ECW Championship at Night of Champions. He's in a four-way. He's with again, or three-way rather, against Mark Henry and The Big Show. Mark Henry just got drafted to ECW. Maybe the ECW champion should be, you know, an ECW guy. Speaking of ECW guys, Super Crazy is going back to ECW, the insane luchador, back in the land of extreme, and I, for one, can't wait. I think he's finally going to get the push he needs. He's going to join some high flyers over there like Evan Bourne, and I think when I posted it during the supplemental draft, I said he's going to join high flyers like Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston is on Raw now. Kofi Kingston was a big draw, and I was expecting him to go to SmackDown. I thought he was going to go to one of the big shows, but I didn't think it was going to be the red brand. Kofi Kingston's going to Raw, which is going to be good for him if he doesn't get lost in the shuffle. Carlito got drafted to SmackDown earlier today. You would think, okay, I don't know if you guys know, Carlito's been talking a lot of trash about Triple H. He's trying to get himself fired again. You know, he was saying, you know, the only reason that Triple H is the WWE champion is he's married to the boss's daughter. And you would think, okay, on Monday afternoon, if you would ask me if Carlito being drafted to SmackDown would be a good thing, I would have said, hell yeah, it would be great for him to get away from Triple H's brand. Well, he got drafted today in the supplemental draft, but unfortunately for him, Triple H got drafted on Monday. And, you know, had the shocked look on his face, like, oh no, I'm going to have to work Tuesdays now. Paul Heyman's going to come back and he's going to say, you know, JBL's going to win a championship. Paul Heyman's going to come back and he's going to say, hey, the only reason you got that championship is because Triple H works Tuesdays now. That's a ECW one-night stand joke. If you guys didn't see that pay-per-view, don't know what I'm talking about. Paul Heyman came out, did a shoot promo, JBL, and the WWE, what did they call them then? I don't remember what they called them. The Invaders, the WWE Invaders. They came to, you know, ruin the ECW pay-per-view. JBL was the leader of the SmackDown group, and Paul Heyman goes, hey, the only reason you've been champion so long is because Triple H doesn't want to work Tuesdays. Oh, boy. I think that's besides the point, though. We're going to take a look here. Let's go down the list. We're going to start with Raw. Raw got Rey Mysterio, which, if you read my pre-Raw post about my draft predictions, the first person I mentioned in there is Rey Mysterio. I said Rey Mysterio is going to Raw because Rey Mysterio needs to get away from Chavo Guerrero and he needs to not be in a feud with Edge when he comes back. Rey Mysterio is on Raw now and that's going to be great for his career. Absolutely great for his career because he's away from all the people that he's been feuding with for so long and he's on the A show. CM Punk. I'm surprised. I think CM Punk is still going to go back to SmackDown. I still think CM Punk is going to sneak the World Heavyweight Championship away from Edge. And I think he's going to be champion on SmackDown. Now, we got the titles now are both on SmackDown. Obviously, one of them's going to lose. And the title's going to come to Raw because both champions are on SmackDown. Both challengers are on Raw. Obviously, one of the challengers is going to take the belt and take it back to Raw with them. So, personally, I'm hoping and expecting it to be John Cena beating Triple H because I don't think they're ready to take the World Heavyweight Championship off of Edge just yet. CM Punk, I think, will... Probably not stick around Raw for very long with the Money in the Bank briefcase. Unless a situation arises where Punk can get himself involved in the world championship picture without coming out of nowhere and winning the belt. excuse me. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Michael Cole and Jim Ross drafted at the same time. Jim Ross first. Michael Cole's coming to Raw. Michael Cole has worked with Jerry Lawler on SmackDown before, and I think that they make a good team. I think that the King will do well with Michael Cole. And I know a lot of people are you know, oh, Cole sucks, you know, Cole's not JR. Nobody's JR. Nobody is JR. Anybody who's ever called a match in the history of pro wrestling is not Jim Ross. And that includes for you ECW hardcore original ECW purists, that includes Joey Styles. As much as I'd hate to, you know, say that anybody's better than Joey Styles, because I'm a huge Joey Styles fan, and I'm a huge fan of the original ECW. Nobody can equal Jim Ross. Not Michael Cole, not Joey Styles, certainly not Mike Adamley, but we're going to see a good, solid team this time around with Michael Cole. It's going to be better than Joey Styles with King, because Joey Styles and the King, their styles clashed. The coach sucked. we're going to look at Michael Cole. We're going to see Michael Cole at his best. He's going to do his best to be the guy on Raw, the best announcer he possibly can be. And he'll be working with Jerry the King Lawler, who's a veteran, a Hall of Famer. And I see it being a good thing for Michael Cole, if nothing else. I think Raw will be okay with Cole. Batista's another guy I said, hey, Batista needs to go to Raw. And Batista is now on Raw. Batista's in the World Heavyweight Championship match against Edge at Night of Champions. So he has the opportunity to bring the World Heavyweight Championship that he took with him to SmackDown back to Monday Nights. And I really am not a huge Batista fan, and I know I've mentioned that. I know I've defended that in comments from people who said, oh, Batista's my favorite wrestler. You know what, man? Awesome. Good for you. You see whatever it is they see in Batista. I don't see it. I'm not impressed. Whatever. Kane comes back to Monday Nights. Good. I didn't think of Kane when I was saying, hey, this, you know, these people need to be drafted. I wasn't thinking of Kane because Kane's the ECW champion. Kane's not a good fit on ECW. Kane is not a good fit on SmackDown. Kane belongs on Raw because that is the brand that, you know, when you think of Kane, you think of, oh, this happened to him on Raw. Oh, remember when this happened to him on Raw? Remember when you know, Triple H said he you know, had sex with a dead body on Raw? That all happened on Raw. You tell me something of Kane's that happened on SmackDown, that happened on ECW. Tell me something, because I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Kane is back on Raw, and that's a good thing for him. Jamie Noble's coming to Raw. Jamie Noble's been a SmackDown guy pretty much ever since he came to the WWE. And I'm happy to see him now coming to Raw because I think he's going to do quite well for himself. He's really respected by a lot of the guys. Ric Flair actually mentioned him in his retirement. I don't know if you want to call it a retirement speech, but his acceptance speech for the Hall of Fame. Saying that he's a heck of a worker. He's a heck of a guy. He's got a heck of a mind for the business. Shawn Michaels credited him with that reverse figure four thing that Shawn was using up to WrestleMania. Jamie Noble is one heck of a wrestler, one heck of an athlete, and one heck of a businessman when it comes to pro wrestling. And I think Jamie Noble on Raw will do really well if they utilize him properly, which, given the WWE and given Jamie Noble's size, I don't really see it happening, but it's nice to dream. Deuce was another guy I said should go to Raw. Leave behind Domino. Leave behind Cherry. Leave behind Maurice. And Deuce is now on the Monday Night brand. And I'm not really big on his character. I haven't really watched enough of his matches to see his in-ring work. But I think getting away from the Deuce and Domino tag team, and the fact that he's Superfly Jimmy Snuka's adopted son, I think Deuce will do pretty well on Raw. I think he's going to make an impact. And I don't mean the TNA kind. I think his impact will make sense. Anyhow, when I originally talked about Jamie Noble, when he first got drafted today, I said, at least he's finally going to get away from Chuck Palumbo. Yeah, I guess I was wrong, because Chuck Palumbo's following him to Raw. I really thought Chuck needed to go to ECW, get retooled a little bit, get his, you know, at least perfect his little biker gimmick he's doing. Yeah, I know he makes the bikes. I know that's really his personality, but he just comes off as a douchebag. And he comes off as, you know, boring. I don't like Chuck Palumbo. I'm not a big fan. He comes off as the 2001 Undertaker for, you know, 2008. Not to knock Chuck. Chuck's been through a lot during his 10 years with World Wrestling Entertainment. And maybe he'll somehow find a personality and he'll do well on Raw this time around. I'm doubting that, but hey, you never know. Matt Stryker was drafted to Raw. Matt Stryker, I saw the Ballpark Brawl number 5 a few years ago. Mick Foley was there too. The main event was actually the Sandman versus Sabu in an Extreme Rules or Hardcore match. I think they called it I don't even remember what they called it. Whatever. But Matt Stryker, I was impressed by him. If you guys remember Bite This, the WWE webcast, Stryker was very entertaining, and he's very good at doing impressions and things like that. And, you know, unfortunately, he's stuck with this. He was a school teacher in the Bronx, and he got fired. Okay. Yeah, I know that's true, but I also know a lot of other things about Matt Stryker that you guys can capitalize on and make Matt Stryker maybe not a big star. I don't think he's got that look that the WWE really likes to make their wrestlers champions. But I think they could at least make, you know, get Matt Stryker over if they put him in a role where he can do those kind of things, where he can be funny and be doing impressions and things like that. Also coming over from ECW was Layla. Layla's in ring work, definitely improving. I just don't want to see her doing stupid little dance routines on Raw because they bore the piss out of me. Not that Layla's not good looking, and not that she's not a talented dancer, but I tune into wrestling to watch wrestling, not diva skanks doing their little, you know, ass shaking thing or whatever. I don't know if a lot of you may agree with me, but I know some of you will and some of you won't, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Layla will get, some in-ring time and get to improve her in-ring work. I see her being a contender for the championship sometime down the line. So Mickey James better watch out. Kofi Kingston, I predicted him to move to SmackDown. I know I talked about that earlier. Do I think he'll do good on Raw? I think Kofi Kingston will be great on Raw. Kofi Kingston is over, man. Kofi Kingston's been in the WWE, 6 months? Maybe? Probably not even that. Kofi Kingston is talented. Kofi Kingston is awesome in the ring. Kofi Kingston's got a great gimmick. Kofi Kingston is going to be Intercontinental Champion sooner or later. Mark my words, we will see some gold around his waist. Over SmackDown, because Kofi was the last pick of the entire draft. So we're going to go over to SmackDown now. First pick SmackDown got was Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy, very, very popular, and the reason that he's not staying on Raw, hands down, is because they wanted him on SmackDown to promote the brand when they come to My Network TV, so that when the fans are there and they see Jeff Hardy, they're going to scream, and they're going to be like, this is one of our mid-card guys. If the fans love him that much, imagine how they feel about our main eventers. Jim Ross is a WWE Hall of Famer. And Jim Ross is on SmackDown now with Mick Foley. And some people, I know I was talking earlier about people ragging on Michael Cole. Some people were saying that, Cole and King will have good chemistry right off the bat. JR and Mick Foley will not. There's a reason for that. Cole and the King worked well together before on SmackDown. Now, we're going to have Mick Foley working with Jim Ross, and that's a new pairing. They've never worked together before other than calling the Edge-Cena match this past Monday on Raw, but it wasn't really much. It was just, Mick Foley saying, I'm sorry you got drafted. I wish I would have got drafted instead to come work with you on Raw instead of you having to come to SmackDown, but I think we're going to be a great team. I got my wish. I'm working with you. Jim Ross is another guy, came over to SmackDown because he's the number one announcer in the brand, or in the company, rather. And they want Jim Ross's credibility to come with them to on their move to My Network TV in October. And that's one heck of a guy to have calling your matches if you want to make yourself look good on a new network. Worked on the USA Network. It worked on Spike TV when they went there. When it was TNN still. When they changed the name that night, that Raw came over to the National Network. Ooh. Anyway, forget that. Next pick was Umaga for SmackDown, and everybody knew Umaga was going to SmackDown. Umaga's out of guys to beat up on Raw. Umaga needs to go to SmackDown. He needs to beat up guys like. I can't even think of any off the top of my head, but Umaga's going to probably do well on SmackDown to a point. Especially because Big Daddy V got drafted today to SmackDown. They already have the Big Kali, or the Great Kali, they already have the Big Show. They have The Undertaker when he comes back. They have a lot of big guys, but I'm betting money. I will bet money on an Undertaker-Umaga feud when Taker comes back. Just because The Undertaker hasn't, destroyed Umaga yet. He hasn't feuded with Umaga yet. So we'll see how that goes. I think Umaga will do well on the blue brand. And the next guy drafted to SmackDown on Monday night after Edge won the Battle Royal. The first guy that they picked out of their two picks was Mr. Kennedy! I'm sick, so that probably sucked. But don't hold it against me, please. Mr. Kennedy's coming over back to SmackDown. Good. Mr. Kennedy, another guy. I know I said this about somebody else earlier who went to a different brand and they got buried and they didn't do too well. Kane, I think it was. Mr. Kennedy was awesome on SmackDown. Mr. Kennedy beat X amount of world champions. And Mr. Kennedy was awesome. Mr. Kennedy was great on SmackDown. He comes to Raw, and all of a sudden his career falls apart. He was almost Vince McMahon's son, but then he got suspended. And it was all downhill from there for Mr. Kennedy. And I think good things are in store for Mr. Kennedy, especially since the first thing he did after he got drafted, when he came out, he pointed at Edge, like, "I'm coming for your title." Of course, another guy that looked at Edge after he got drafted to Raw, or after he got drafted to SmackDown, The Game. Okay, I know that one sucked. Triple H. Nobody. I know some people, some websites said, it wasn't unexpected. Nobody expected Triple H to go to Tuesday nights, work SmackDown, I didn't. I thought if either of them were going, it would be John Cena, but Triple H is going. Awesome for SmackDown. Triple H is gone. He gets to spend Mondays at home with his you know, kid that's going to be born soon, and his you know, daughter Aurora Rose, and his wife Stephanie, and oh, excuse me, I really shouldn't be doing this, but I'm sick, I don't think, but forgive me. Triple H will be a good fit on SmackDown. I think he's going to lose the WWE Championship to John Cena at Night of Champions. I could be wrong. Edge could lose to Batista. But who knows? We'll see what happens. Triple H is on SmackDown. Triple H is on SmackDown. And another guy who they want to say, this guy's a 12-time world champion. Look, he's on My Network TV now. They're really shilling this My Network TV thing. That's why all these guys are going to SmackDown. That's why SmackDown got the best of the draft when it came to sheer numbers. Trevor Murdoch, I predicted to go to SmackDown. Trevor Murdoch, I am a huge fan of, and I think he's good in the ring, and I think he's now, with his country music gimmick, he's got something good going for him. I think he's going to be a good, solid competitor on Friday night SmackDown. I don't think he's going to get the push that Lance Cade is getting on Raw, but I think he'll not be buried like he would have been on Raw with his singing gimmick. Trevor's going to do pretty well. Big Daddy V's coming over to SmackDown from ECW. Again, I don't get it. Why does it really matter if a guy moves from SmackDown to ECW or the other way around when you have the talent exchange? So unless they're killing the talent exchange, you know, don't expect to see Big Daddy V only on Friday nights. Expect to see him on the Tuesday night show. The thing is, he's losing Matt Stryker because, as we mentioned earlier, Matt Stryker's going to Raw. We'll see how he does without a manager, without a mouthpiece. I think Big Daddy V will do pretty well. He might actually, I would think, maybe get together with the Great Khali, and maybe they'll have Ranjan Singh manage them. Doubtful, I think, but who knows? We'll see what happens. D.H. Smith, I know I said I didn't know how to feel about it. D.H. Smith is really, why it's not really a big deal. Because D.H. Smith, if I went up to an average wrestling fan who watched Raw on occasion and said, oh yeah, D.H. Smith is going to SmackDown, they'd say, who? D.H. Smith, Canadian, quote, Canadian Bulldog. I know I went on a rant about D.H. Smith last week, and I actually tagged today's post with D.H. Smith is a big phony. You know, obviously, the Canadian Bulldog thing. I'm not sure how to feel about Harry Smith going to SmackDown. And I guess we're really going to have to wait and see with that one, because I don't think, I think he would have been better on Raw, believe it or not, because he was supposedly going to be Ted DiBiase's tag team partner for Night of Champions against Cody and Bob Holly. Obviously, he's going to have to get a new partner now. Speaking of people needing new partners, Paul London's going to need one because Brian Kendrick is going back to SmackDown. I know if you saw my post the other day about my draft predictions, you saw Spanky on SmackDown doing a little battle rap with John Cena. In fact, the reason you saw that is because I predicted Brian Kendrick to go to ECW, actually. So I'm a little surprised he's going to SmackDown. I think it would have been better if the Cruiserweight Championship still existed. I don't see him as a viable contender for the U.S. Championship, which is on ECW now anyway. I don't know. I really don't know. I like Brian Kendrick. I think he's overly talented. I think he would have been a better fit on ECW than SmackDown. Again, with the talent exchange, we might see him there more often than not anyway. Maria is another name going because of the network switch. Maria's going because she's a Playboy cover girl, and they want to be able to advertise, check out Playboy cover girl Maria every Friday night on SmackDown here on My Network TV starting in October. That's all I got to say about that. Excuse me. Shelton Benjamin is going to SmackDown. I think it's a good thing. I think Shelton learned a lot during his ECW tenure. I think he grew a lot as a, not an in-ring performer, because he didn't need to. He was doing well enough on his own in the ring. I think he's grown as a performer on the microphone, and I think Shelton's ready for prime time. I think Shelton's ready to tear things up on SmackDown. I see at least the U.S. Championship in his future if he doesn't get even bigger than that. Carlito, I talked about earlier. I don't want to get too much into Carlito again. Just, I think it's a bad thing right now for him to go to SmackDown. I'm sorry, Carlito. You're screwed. Lastly, ECW now. Obviously, Matt Hardy got drafted on Raw. Matt Hardy teamed up with his brother because his brother got drafted to SmackDown. They lost a match. Matt went to ECW. Matt takes the U.S. Championship with him. Something tells me Chavo is going to be U.S. champion by the time I do this next podcast next week. But Matt Hardy does bring some credibility to the Tuesday Night brand. I think they're going to do well with him. I think he's going to be over in ECW. And I think I predict a ECW title for him sometime down the line, and not anytime soon necessarily because of the next guy that got drafted to ECW, but Matt Hardy's going to be champion eventually, I think, my opinion. But to do so, he's probably going to have to go through the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, who was drafted to ECW, and also mysteriously added into a match between before being drafted, between Raw's Kane, SmackDown's The Big Show for the ECW Championship. I have a feeling the ECW guy's going to win. Mark Henry is going to get his first world championship. And he's been in the company for 10, 13 years now. Something like that. Congratulations, Mark Henry. It may be the ECW Championship, but you're going to do it. I have a feeling. And I think a lot of people agreed with me. I was on the WWE Live blog today when they were doing it. Mark Henry was the first person announced, and a lot of the commenters said, they had a poll, they said, you know, who's going to win the title match in Night of Champions? A lot of people said Mark Henry over Kane in the Big Show. I was one of them. I think Mark Henry is the next ECW champion. I think next Wednesday, we'll be talking about whoever's going to be challenging Mark Henry for the ECW championship. Hornswoggle comes over to Friday. Comes over to Tuesday nights. Surprising. I thought he was going to Raw along with Finlay. Instead, you know what? I'm going to do two at once. I know I'm skipping ahead here because Finlay was the last one drafted to ECW. But Hornswoggle and Finlay coming to ECW. I think it's backwards logic, actually. I think those two should have gone to Raw. I really think they should have gone to Raw. I think it's backwards logic because fans love them. And they're putting them on the ECW program that, you know, is usually used for a breeding ground for new talent or to help establish talent, you know, work on their skills. Finlay, Hornswoggle, they don't need that. They should have gone to Raw. They would have had more exposure, and people like them. So it's not... It kind of baffles me that they're going to ECW, and I don't, you know, really see why ECW's going for them, and I don't see where they're going to fit in, unless they're going to, you know, make a stable with Colin Delaney or something. I don't know. And again, that leaves the dilemma of SmackDown's WWE Tag Team Championships are staying on ECW no matter who wins at Night of Champions. And lastly, the second to last pick ECW guy was Super Crazy. I know I said it earlier, the Insane Luchador is returning to the land of extreme. Super Crazy is going to fit in very well in ECW with high flyers like Evan Bourne and ECW originals like Tommy Dreamer. Super Crazy. I'm glad to see him going back to ECW because he was stuck teaming with Hacksaw Jim Duggan on Sunday Night Heat, which doesn't exist anymore. So, Super Crazy, congratulations. Welcome back to the land of extreme, and I'm glad to see you there. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday nights now. I think it's great. That's my thoughts on everybody that got drafted today. I think ECW really got screwed. And I think they got some choice, a choice at least, or two, that didn't make any sense whatsoever. And so did Raw. SmackDown, obviously, you know, got a lot of big-name talent. And obviously, for obvious reasons, because of the move to my network TV in October. And I thought Raw was pretty well. I thought Raw was pretty good this week, except for the end, where the cheesy little stunt that they tried to pull, that they tried to pass off as real, with Vince calling out, "Oh, Paul, I can't feel my legs." Yeah, okay. I still don't believe you, Vince. Sorry. Been watching your show for too damn long. Am I intrigued? Do I want to see where they're going to go with it? Yes. But I really think it was poorly done by WWE standards. And I thank you, Vince, for getting me as many hits to my website as I got yesterday. Because, like I said, the search terms are, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, what happened to Vince? Is Mr. McMahon okay? Is Mr. McMahon hurt? Is that real? You know, I'm going to tune in next week, see what happens. I hated the fact that on the .com they kept saying, "Oh, you know, check out the WrestleMania press conference for more details." And then at the press conference, Todd Grisham comes out. He says, "If you're tuning in to find out if Mr. McMahon's okay, we're going to have exclusive details next Monday on Raw." Okay, so you made me watch this, which is okay. Because I'm planning on going to WrestleMania. I wanted to find out what tickets went on sale anyway. September 20th. By the way, if you guys are listening, you want to go, September 20th, so start saving your money. WrestleMania tickets go on sale for Houston. Excuse me. It was the first press conference I watched. There wasn't much of note. I did watch it just to see if they would give me any more information. Obviously, they didn't. ECW, they gave an excuse of, "Oh, you know, out of respect to the family, we're not going to, you know, talk about it at this time," which is okay. A lot of people don't like it because they said it's too close to the anniversary of Chris Benoit's death, which I know I mentioned last week I was going to write an article. I haven't gotten around to it. I've been sick. I've been sleeping. I've been oversleeping. You guys know that because you've seen my posts and you've listened to this podcast. So I really haven't had time to write my Chris Benoit piece, but a lot of people are saying it's too close to the time, too close to the anniversary of Chris Benoit's murder-suicide. Bullshit. They wanted to get out of giving away $1 million every week, and instead of Vince being, "Oh, you people don't deserve money," Vince gets, you know, crushed by the sign or whatever, the set piece for the $1 million mania. And he's hurt. He's not dead. He's hurt. that's the idea here. Is he's not dead. He's hurt. He can't feel his legs. That doesn't mean he's dead. We'll see what happens. Hopefully next week I'll have seen something on Raw to put it in a more positive light and say, "Oh, well, you know, I like where this is going. But right now, not so much. It's stupid. It's pointless. It's dumb." And hopefully we're going to get a new character out of it instead of somebody who's been lingering in the mid-card coming out and saying, "Oh, by the way, Vince, that was me." whatever. All right. I guess I got a little bit of time. Impact I didn't watch last week. I did watch half of it, in all honesty. The middle. because I did oversleep and I did leave early. So Fritz Steffi, or Steffi, however you pronounce your name, brother, I'm sorry if you're listening, man. I don't know how to pronounce it. But Fritz, thank you, man, for, you know, doing your post over at World Wrestling Insanity and allowing me to kind of copy off of it or learn from it or whatever. Thanks a lot, man. Really, I didn't notice a lot of stuff really to talk about interesting on Impact, except for Alex Kozlov. And the reason I'm bringing up Alex Kozlov is, you remember when I was saying, hey, this is all my search terms for yesterday. Alex Kozlov's been on that list for 3-4 days now. Alex Kozlov is one heck of a wrestler. And I think I said that on Thursday. I said, Alex Kozlov is a great wrestler, and his match with Kaz was amazing. Alex Kozlov's going to be huge if he sticks around TNA after the X-Cup. Because people want to know about Alex Kozlov. They want to see Alex Kozlov because he's extremely talented in the ring. Unlike that other Kozlov on SmackDown. But that's a different story. Friday night, I watched SmackDown. And I fell asleep again. But this time it was before Batista came on. So I don't think it's Batista that's putting me to sleep on Friday nights necessarily. Or who was, now that he's on Raw. I sure as hell hope not, because I like to watch Raw. And I don't usually fall asleep during it. Let me go back. I really don't remember a lot of SmackDown. I'm going to go back and click on my post here, which is called, Maybe It's Not Just Batista. When did I actually fell asleep during Vladimir Kozlov's match. Which is interesting. And he was taking on Jamie Noble, who's now a member of Raw. Matt Hardy beat Bam Neely. And I don't know. What happened? Charles Robinson. Charles Robinson's a trained wrestler. Don't worry about him. He's okay. That was a storyline, just like the Vince McMahon thing. Charles Robinson's okay. Great Khali didn't kill him. That's more than we could say for some people. But that's another story for another time. If you don't know about it, look it up. Great Khali did literally accidentally kill somebody in wrestling training. Which was actually the other guy's fault. It wasn't Khali's fault that the guy died. But that's a whole other story. But Charles Robinson, Little Nate, he's okay. Don't worry about him. He's fine. Okay. Edge refereed a match between Chavo Guerrero and Bam Neely. And you see that, you'll remember that Edge took out, Edge cost Batista the match, and then the La Familia, they beat up Batista as the show went to black, you know, leading us into this week's SmackDown. And then leading us into the pay-per-view on Sunday, the Night of Champions, Edge is going to take on Batista, and Chavo Guerrero is going to take on Matt Hardy. Edge is supposed to take on Matt Hardy this week on SmackDown, but Matt Hardy's on ECW, so we'll see what happens. I said it was a blah episode of SmackDown, and I really stand by that, and I stand by everything I say on my blog. And hopefully now with the influx of talent from the draft, SmackDown will be good, at least better than it has been. Hopefully ECW doesn't really start to suck without, you know, CM Punk and Kofi Kingston. And hopefully Raw will be better for having them. I guess we'll have to wait, see how things play out over the next week. Come back to this a week later on in the podcast. I know there's obviously Chris Benoit thing happened a year ago. Obviously, that's a major topic that maybe I should touch on a little bit. Just, you know, reflection, but I really don't want to right now. I really don't have the time to. And I am planning on posting something, if not here, then on World Wrestling Insanity, if they'll let me. And the reason being that it really involves people I know from World Wrestling Insanity. The topic I want to touch on with Chris Benoit. But we'll get to that. We'll see how where that goes. Right now, though, I'm going to end this because I don't have a lot of time left. I need to still post this up and get it on the website and everything. So I'm really sorry. I was coughing through this, and I kind of rushed through it. And it really didn't touch on a lot of topics for the week, just the things that, the draft and things like that. But unfortunately, like I said, I'm under the weather, pressed for time here. Next week, though, we'll definitely have a hopefully longer podcast, and definitely hopefully a better podcast, and hopefully a healthier podcast, because this is really getting annoying here, being sick. But I will see you guys next week, and thanks for visiting. Don't forget to leave comments, talk in the forums, all that wonderful stuff, and we'll see you next week.